Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Avis, Perig Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Halloi Mei, de Mechaveri. Someone who learns from another person. Pedig Echad, a single Pedig. Ay Halacha Achas, or even one Halacha. Ay Pasig Echad, or one Pasig. Ay Dibber Echad, or one like statement. The Batanura seems to have the Girsa Dovar Echad, or one Inyan of Tam. Ay Afilo Ais Achas, or even a single letter. Meaning, says the Tveris Yisrael, a letter in the Torah or in the Mishnah from which we learn a halacha from. Tzarech linig by kavod. You have to treat this person who taught you this with kavod. Shekem etzino by David Melech Yisrael. We find this by David Melech Yisrael. Shelo lamed me'achitayful. He did not learn from achitayful al shnei dvarim bulvad. Only two things. Who was achitayful? Achitayful knew a lot, and he was one of the advisors of David HaMelech. But when Avshalom, David's son, rebelled against him, Achitofel joined him. And when David dug deep down for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach, and he struck the core of the earth and the water started coming up, he said, who knows if I can put Hashem's name down there, even though it's going to get erased. Achitofel didn't want to answer him. He was hoping David would be killed, because he knew David would not run away. He'll stay there until the water comes up. When David said, whoever doesn't answer me, whoever knows the answer and doesn't answer me, is going to choke, Achitofel got scared. But Lemaisa, while Achitofel was still David's advisor, he gave him Musar. We find twice that he gave him Musar. Once, he saw that David used to learn Torah by himself, and he told him, you should learn with a Chavrusa, because a Chavrusa will correct you if you make a mistake. Another time, he saw David coming to the Beis HaMikdash with his head high. Achitofel gave him Musar. He said, your head should be low down, not to come in b'koyim ha'zakufa. You're coming into a Beis Medrash. Now normally, if you're a king and someone goes and gives you Musar, you get angry at him or you fire him. And not David. David appreciated both words of Musar. And Kirai, David called him Rabbi, his teacher. Alufai, the one who like guides him, and Aluf is like a general, his mentor, Yuduai, and the one who advises him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'ata enosh ke'erki, you are a man of my worth, like me. I consider you chashuv like myself. Alufi Yuduai, my mentor, my advisor. So Umad David Melch Yisrael, Madach David, Shleilamad me'achitofel al-shnei dvarim bulvad. He only learned these two things from him, about learning with a chavrusa and coming into a Beis Medrash with your head down. Despite that, Kroi Rabbi Alufi Umiyadai, he gives him these three titles. You're my teacher. You're my mentor. You're my advisor. Halaymid Mechavediv, someone learns from his friend. And as the Batnur explains, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, Achitofel turned out to be a Rasha. So Kavachomer, if you learn from your friend, who's not a Rasha, who's a good person, and you learn from him Perik Echad, Oy Halacha Achas, Oy Pasik Echad, Oy Dibber Echad, Oy Afil Ois Achas, or a single letter, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, how much more so are you Mechuyev to treat him with respect and with Kavod? And now that we mention Kavod, you should know V'Ein Kavod Ela Taira. Honor is due to a person only because he's involved in Taira. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kavod Chachamim Yinchalu. The Chachamim inherit Kavod. Usmimim Yinchalu Taiv. The perfect ones inherit good. The Batanura explains, Kvayt Chachamim Yinchalu. It's a roya for the Chachamim. They should yarshin Kvayt. And who are Chachamim? They are Tmimim Hanoichlim Taiv. The Tmimim who are Zeichet to inherit the Torah. So the Chiev of Kvayt is for someone who teaches you Torah, not for someone who teaches you something else. I mean, you have to be respectful to everybody. But the special Kvayt goes for someone that teaches you Torah. For the smimim yinchalu toiv, ve'ein toiv ela toira. Toiv does not refer to anything else but toira. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki lekach toiv nasati lachem. For I have given you a good limud, a good teaching. Toirasi al tazayvi, my toira, don't forsake. Now really, where do you see from the story with David and Achitofel that even if you hear an ois echad from someone that you have to be mechabedin? L'cha'ayra, David heard two things from Achitofel, about learning with a chavrusa and about walking in with your head down to the Beis HaMedrash. So how do you know even ois echas you have to be mechabit him? There are many tirutzim. It's said from the Moshem Tov, Because Achi Teufel didn't learn Torah Lishma, worse than that, he had his own plans, even plans that David HaMelech should die, Chas V'Shalom. So he wasn't a good person. When a not good person teaches you something, you only know those two things. When an Erlich person teaches you something, from the one thing that you know, there's a bracha there. It's like a Me'ena Mezgaber. You know thousands or tens of thousands of other things. It's like a bracha that spreads. It's like a drop of sauce that's poured on your pancake, and then it spreads all over the pancake. The whole pancake becomes geschmack. So, therefore, it stayed only two things. But when you learn from a regular person, even an ois achas, keeps on getting better and better. You learn more and more. The bracha never stops. So for sure you have to be mechabed the person.